this episode of Report This Post.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
Hello.
And we are still watching Tremors from last week's bonus, but this one we're going to do a trivial hirsute, I believe we've decided to call it at this point. We're stuck with it. It's like the seventh one now at this point.
Something like that.
This one doesn't have anything to do with Tremors.
Damn.
Technically. But it might come up because this is a 90s trivia.
Okay, alright.
Now, I found... here's the problem with this trivia that I found. Okay. There's no multiple choice. So
interesting.
You're going to be on your own here,
okay,
buddy. But you might be able to get a lot of these. It's broken into sections. We have music trivia. Then it goes, we got 10 of those, and you have movie trivia. And then just a few for history, and then just generic pop culture. But
okay.
I think we're in the 20-ish, 25 question range.
Okay.
We'll see. All
right.
I will see if I can keep track because there's no way to actually do it.
Here, I'll tell you what, I'll do it over here.
All right. And perfect. I am relying on you to be honest here because I will not be checking at all. So you could easily say you get 100% and I'll be like, great, okay. You sure did, buddy.
All right, see you next week.
But so, you know, you remember the 90s, right?
I sure do.
We all do.
Every day.
Can't stop fucking talking about it. Can't stop watching movies from the fucking 2 weeks in a row I've been watching this damn thing. But we're having a great time. We do remember that those special years where so many great things happened in music and movies. You had Requiem for a Dream.
Sure.
You had Too Legit to Quit. Mm-hmm. That's mostly it. But yeah. Those are the big two.
Those are the two big cultural events. Mm-hmm.
You had this gal taking her pants off, as you had to do for some reason.
Well, she was tangled up in barbed wire.
Yeah. So we've got to see her...
one half of her ass cheek. There's a cool effect.
Yeah. Yeah, they did good there, and you got to see her thighs.
Oh, a woman's thighs.
But not her asshole, I'm afraid. Just Kevin Bacon, which is, the same thing. Why don't we go ahead and get started on this trivia, huh? You ready? All
right, I'm ready.
How old was Mandy Moore when she released her first single, Candy?
16.
That's your final answer?
Yeah, it is.
That's a 90s thing? It's actually 15.
Wow, okay.
Pretty close. So this website, it says, view answer, the answer is 15, it says more information, and the more information is, remember Candy?
That rocks. I do remember Candy. I remember Mandy Moore. She was like the severely less attractive version of Britney Spears.
Whoa, really?
I mean, she's...
severely less attractive.
I don't know. You put the two together when you're in the 90s, which one are you going for?
I thought Britney was oversaturated. I was oversaturated with Britney.
Oh, interesting. She was the Taylor Swift of our generation, you're saying.
Yeah, but somehow even less talented. Who had a hit with You Can't Touch This?
That would be MC Hammer.
That's right. The MC stands for, of course, Master of Ceremonies, Hammer.
Speaking of 90s, do you remember that MC Hammer had his own cartoon show? Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
And he had talking sneakers.
Oh, there goes our Chinese guy. Yeah, I do remember the talking sneakers. Again, it's very funny to imagine like a Saturday morning just Taylor Swift cartoon nowadays.
Yeah, and she's got a talking cat.
And why wouldn't that just happen, by the way?
It probably will at some point. When she's like, hey, I'm not touring anymore. I now can devote all my time to
She didn't even have to, like, do the voice. It could just be some woman. No one's going to know.
Could be that racist Tara Strong woman that voices all the Tommy Pickles or whatever.
So, oh, is she racist?
She had, like, a big, like, Israel thing the other day.
You know, I shouldn't know what the opinions of the lady that does Tommy Pickles.
Yeah, you're, yeah, it's.
You just should never know that.
But Nancy Cartwright, you know what? Tell me,
Nancy Farwright.
Yeah, she's bonkers too. What's Yeardley Smith up to these days? How's she doing?
So you're 2 for 2, I believe.
Nope, I'm 1 for 2.
Oh, that's right. I really cannot keep fucking track. Two in, and I'm done. All right, here's the third one. Extreme released a popular ballad in 1991 called "More Than Blank."
More than words. Yes, more than words
is correct. More Than Words reached number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the U.S. and number 2 in the U.K.
It's in a black and white video where one guy's playing guitar and the other guy's. Extreme, interesting band. They went from doing like a fast thrash rock to really queer music. So.
Yeah, the name stayed the same, which was unfortunate.
Because the music sure wasn't extreme, I'll tell you that much right now.
Part of the great irony of the 90s that was so popular back then.
It remains to this day.
In which year did the Spice Girls have their first number one single?
1995.
This is in the 90s, if that helps.
Yes, 1995.
1995 is incorrect. It is 1996.
Damn, okay. I was thinking when I was in fifth grade, I was trying to think when I started first getting horny about stuff.
Latter part of fifth grade would have been 96, probably, right?
Yeah. When did I first start noticing that women had huge, giant tits that I wanted to suck on?
And by the way, if you go back and look, they weren't even that big. But man, as
Ginger Spice,
they're not that big.
Really? Okay.
Buddy, trust me. I did a nostalgic fap.
I got my whole Jerry Howell folder on my phone underneath my locked accounts.
What a depressing return. The debut single "Wannabe" climbed to the top of the music charts in 37 countries. That's too many.
Yeah, it's a banger song though. Still hits.
Hey, who sang the song "Closing Time"? What band was that? I can say I remember the name of this band, but I do not remember that they had anything to do with "Closing Time." Would not have guessed this one.
Is this "Lit"?
It is not "Lit." I'm afraid your answer is not "Lit." It is "Semisonic."
Oh,
remember that? I mean, I remember ish.
I remember
the
name. But I thought it was first. What else did they sing? Let's see here. Semisonic is a rock band. Yep, that's it. I've never heard of any of these other songs.
Yeah, they kind of knocked it out of the park with that one.
Yeah, formed in Minneapolis in 1995.
All right. So, what are you now?
At a 2 out of 5?
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, this is the 6th one. What was the best-selling rock album of the 1990s? It's one of those you may not think about as a rock album until you hear it, and you're like, oh, yeah, of course.
Load by Metallica.
Come on. Not even the best-selling Metallica album of the 90s. Alanis Morissette's "Jagged Little Pill."
All right, that makes sense.
The album sold 33 million copies worldwide.
Never was a much of an Alanis girl, wasn't that?
Yeah.
What was the other one? Fiona Apple.
Sure. Yeah.
Didn't really care for her much either. York? She was kind of yucky to me, to be honest.
Alanis?
No, Fiona Apple.
Oh, really?
Yeah, didn't really care for her.
She's a little too artsy.
A little too artsy-fartsy for me. She a little too gaunt, I would say. Alanis, a little too Canadian.
Very fucking Canadian. All right, what was the first rap song to hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100? It's a tough one, but then it's not.
Ice Ice Baby.
Then you got it, buddy. Boom.
I knew it was I neither knew it was going to be something really stupid or really cool, and it happened to be really cool. So.
Yeah. So, before we go on, we should talk about this scene in Tremors.
Okay.
One of the best scenes ever in action movies, where Reba and Michael Gross start shooting the fucking the puppet. Really well done. And then the funniest part here, oh, they have a whole wall of fucking
guns. Yeah,
they
just have an entire army. Great in reveal. Their house.
Anyway, Whitney Houston had a massive hit in 92 with a cover of Who's Hit?
Celine Dion.
Oh, no. So close. It was Dolly Parton.
Oh, I Will Always Love You. Okay.
Which I believe you said was supposed to be Reba here, right?
I believe that was the original things they were going to try to get Fitting Dolly enough. When this first came out.
That's a bad shot.
Oh, that, yeah. The,
I don't know why they did
the blue
that.
Screen.
That looked weird. Yeah, just do this. Yeah, that's just some guy's hand.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's done well. All right, so you got that one wrong. That's fine. Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You. Recorded in 1973, apparently.
Wow. All
right, what's the name of the group responsible for Macarena? Very few people know this.
Los Lobos. No. Ooh. No. No, that's not right.
Gotta say, you're not that far off.
Okay, I don't know. What is
it? Los Del Rio.
And it was just two middle-aged Mexican guys, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Los Del Rio just means the of the river, I think. So, I don't know what the fuck that's about. I could also just be wrong. So that's something to consider.
That could be good.
So we're done with the music. We're on to movies. Where do you stand at right now?
I got 3 out of however many. Three out of ten.
3 out of 10.
That's tough.
All right. All right, this one I think you should be better here, all right?
All right.
What is the name of the child who owns the toys in Toy Story?
Andy.
That's right. Hey, Toy Story was the first 100% computer animated feature film. Did you know that?
I did know that. Came out in 1984. They actually used the elements from it to make the Super Nintendo game. Based on it,
which was a pretty good game, actually, if I recall correctly. Who plays Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh, boy, this is a tough one, I'll tell you. It'll be the late, great Robin Williams played Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's right. Robin Williams' disguise was so good that Mrs. Doubtfire won an Oscar for Best Makeup.
That's why it won, because the disguise was so good.
Congrats to Harvey Fierstein for putting...
Oh, thank you so much for the Academy.
Just the dumbest Academy nominee. He's like, well, they showed him in the movie doing it, so I guess he's the one that gets nominated. All right, where was the DNA of dinosaurs found in Jurassic Park?
It was found in a mosquito that was encased in amber.
That is correct. For more information, Jurassic Park was based on Michael Crichton's best-selling book.
For more information, read the book.
There's a lot of information in that book that you just don't need.
There's some long passages that are too scientific.
And there's just like...
That tall, goofy fuck loved to write about science.
And there'd just be like 6 pages that are just like, here's a printout of what the computer screen shows right now. It's like, this is not good writing. I don't know how Spielberg read that and was like, yeah, I'm going to make this the most perfect blockbuster.
The most profitable movie in the entire world.
Yeah. All right, what year was Forrest Gump released?
1994.
That is correct.
Big year for movies.
Yep, it was the second highest grossing film of 94 after what?
Jurassic Park.
That's incorrect.
Independence Day.
No.
I don't know.
What? Lion King.
Oh, was that another question?
Nope.
Oh, is this what you wanted to know?
Yeah, I was just throwing it out at you. A little bonus.
Wasn't Jurassic Park 94 too?
I think it was 93.
Oh, okay.
Could be wrong, though. Yeah, there's no way it was third that year. It had to be 93.
We got Robert Zemeckis.
Yeah, because they just had the fucking 30th anniversary in the...
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Theaters or whatever. All right, which TV series starring Sarah Michelle Gellar was a spinoff of a 1992 movie?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That is correct. I remember seeing that poster and being like, what the fuck is this?
For the movie?
Yeah. Very 90s looking thing. Never saw it, but
it's a great film. You got Paul Rubens acting the shit out of being like a gay vampire. Pretty good.
That's not much of a stretch for that guy, I gotta say. He's essentially what Pee Wee Herman is.
Pee Wee Herman, the famous gay vampire.
So which movie became the first to gross $1 billion at the box office in 1998?
Titanic.
Correct. It also made Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio international stars. So think about that.
Yeah, Kate Winslet, was never really into her. But boy, did I jack off to her tits, I'll tell you. Never, wasn't sexually attracted
ultimately,
to her.
Ultimately, that's all the kindest compliment for a lady.
You know, I don't want to fuck you, but I did jack off to your tits.
Yeah, if you're ever in my room naked, I will jerk off to your tits. So, hey, what classic Audrey Hepburn film was the title of the 1995 one-hit wonder?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Recorded by the alternative rock band Deep Blue Something. Do not remember that name at all.
No, not at all.
Remember that song?
Oh, boy, did that get played.
Fucking Gin Blossoms sounding ass bullshit.
Over and over. Definitely, yeah, the 90s were a definitely interesting time for music.
Thank you for that essay summation that you did there. Your presentation in front of class.
According to Webster's Dictionary.
Hey, what movie earned Tom Hanks his third straight Oscar nomination in 96? Third straight. I don't think you'll get this one.
You've got mail.
That would be great. Unfortunately, no, it was Apollo 13.
Oh, Ron Howard. Ron Howard did that one, right?
Sure did.
Opie. For our Andy Griffith heads out there.
Where you at?
Got a three. I got, what, how many? I'm using the letter I to mark these down, which is pretty stupid. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Got 10. I'm at 10. 10 overall.
Out of 18, I think?
Yes.
All right. Cool. Hey, Macaulay Culkin was paid $1 million, the first child ever to do so. For what film?
Home Alone 2.
Incorrect. It is My Girl.
Okay. And so the movie where he dies from bee stings?
Yeah, well, I mean, he got actually stung by bees, so he's got to get paid for it. A dangerous role. Did his own stunts that.
You know what? My first thought was The Good Son. Remember that movie?
Yeah, that was a tricky one. Piece of shit, that movie. But it was the fun idea was that Macaulay was actually evil.
But the name of it is The Good Son.
So it's kind of ironic. Hey, what was the first animated feature film to be nominated for Best Picture at the Academy Awards?
Animated feature film for Best Picture? Aladdin. That's going to be the line.
Close. Game. Nope. It was Beauty and the Beast.
Damn. Damn.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're on to the next section of 90s history trivia. And I can tell just looking at this, I don't know why that's the topic. So what's the best-selling game of 91?
Super Mario World.
I'll give you a hint. It is not a video game. It's just a game.
Uno.
No. Light Bright.
It's not even a game.
I don't know what to call it. I wouldn't call it a game. Call it just a piece of shit that you open up on Christmas and say,
oh, thanks, Grandma.
Cool, I'll make a flower and then I'll go fucking stuff it in the closet.
And then I'll leave all the little pieces out everywhere and my dad's going to get pissed off when he steps on them when he gets home
from work. God damn it. Boy, that's happened recently. My kids got fucking Light Bright last year and those pieces were, there's no point. What are you doing? Kids aren't going to do anything with it. The novelty wears off really fast.
Real quick, yeah.
Who was the best-selling artist of 1999? As a musician, I will say that.
Jennifer Lopez.
No. It's the Backstreet Boys.
99? That seems really late.
Yep, 99. Okay. The album Millennium sold a whopping 11.5 million copies.
Okay.
All right, this one I had no clue. What was launched in 1990 that is able to lock onto a target?
radar. I don't know. What the hell is that?
They're getting close to the Hubble Space Telescope.
1990? Okay.
That's what it says. I ain't going to fucking figure it out if they're right or wrong. Hey, what pioneering auction site launched in 95?
eBay.
That is correct. What is the biggest mall in America that opened in 92?
The Mall of America.
Yes, that's right. Located in Bloomington, Minnesota, Mall of America houses 520 stores and 12,287 parking spaces.
And an entire it now has a hotel and I think two amusement parks in it.
Yeah, never been myself.
I went when I was a child. I'd love to go back.
It seems like I feel like after my entire life hearing about it, it wouldn't.
Oh, it's yeah. It's
I would be very disappointed.
It is, it, you know, just a big mall.
Yeah.
So.
You know, malls are big enough as it is. Do they need to get bigger?
I don't think so.
Hey, when did the Google search engine first debut?
1993. 93. That's a little early, but that's what I'm gonna say.
98.
Wow. Okay.
You know what the prototype was called?
Oh, it's something really weird. What? What was it?
It was back rub. Whatever. Don't know why. Hey, who was named the first female Secretary of State in 97?
Janet Reno.
Nope. Oh. I would. You know what? I got these two gals confused. It was Madeleine Albright.
Oh, what was Janet Reno?
No.
Something.
Secretary. Actually, might have been Secretary of State after. I have no idea. Attorney General. That's what she was. Okay. She was like a big, giant man-looking thing, and they would make fun of that on SNL.
By putting Will Ferrell in a wig.
And that was fun. Everyone had a great time. And Janet Reno even came on SNL afterwards.
That's right. We miss her.
Yep. That lady is eating snatch in heaven right now somewhere. God bless her heart. Now here's some pop culture trivia. In 1992, LA Gear sold around 5 million pairs of which popular sneakers?
Lights.
That's right. They were selling 5 million pairs of the kids' light-up sneakers per year for a good part of the 90s.
That's insane. You ever have light-up shoes?
Oh, yeah.
That's a big thing. And now it seems like every kid's shoes lights up now. It's not special anymore.
Yeah, it's almost like it has to. The kids' shoes have to have some dumbass shit going
on. If they don't light up, the kids don't want them.
Gotta have a fucking iPad built into them now. Gotta get freaking Wi-Fi. It's gotta make you a goddamn cup of coffee.
I can't wear my shoes because it needs to have an update.
Uh-huh.
That's actually probably not that far around the corner.
It's really not, yeah.
That sucks.
Hey, what made its comeback in the 90s as a fashion statement for women? This is interesting.
Come back.
Yeah, I don't.
Bell bottoms.
No, oh. That did. But the answer to this is chokers.
Oh.
I thought chokers were a 90s thing.
I thought that was a 90s thing too. I didn't realize that it came from a different time.
Because I know they've come back now.
Yeah, I don't like seeing kids wear them. It makes me feel bad.
Yeah, my youngest daughter wears them. She loves them.
It is weird. Hey, just so you know, every girl that I went to school with that wore those, it was the most terrible person in the entire world for multiple reasons.
Yeah,
so just letting you know.
That checks out, yeah. Hey, what was the name of the handheld digital pet which started a worldwide craze?
Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi! Yep, that's right. Released in 1996 in Japan. Glorious Nippon quickly became a global hit. Selling over 82 million units as of 2017.
Yeah, they still make them now. Kids are still, you got a damn computer in your pocket. Did you have a digital pet? You have one of those?
I remember having a Tamagotchi.
I didn't care much about it.
I got over it pretty quickly.
It's kind of hard for me to care about a little digital guy to feed him and whatever.
Seems stupid. Didn't give a shit. Turns out. What is the music sharing program launched in 1999 that had 26.4 million users?
Napster.
Correct. In 2020, the company had to cease operations due to copyright infringement claims. Well, that took fucking long enough.
Thanks to Lars Ulrich of Metallica fame. That was
his. Thanks to Lars Ulrich, the shittiest member of Metallica.
And that includes the dead ones. Napster, the big memory I have of Napster is going to a friend of mine's homes who will remain unnamed around the time that it came out, and looking at his library and just seeing that he had just downloaded a bunch of like erotic sound effects. And then realizing that he was just sitting in his family's computer room jacking off to like women moaning.
Boy, those were the days, huh, folks? Couldn't get videos.
They didn't have videos yet, but boy, they had 8 minute long MPEGs or MP3s of
file. And then there was a 5 year period where even the videos you got were like 12 seconds long at the absolute most.
Gotta be quick.
100 pixels. Hey, what song did the dancing baby dance to on Ally McBeal?
Oh, damn it.
God, that's the most 90s fucking sentence of all time.
Yeah, damn it. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Hooked on a Feeling?
Okay.
I don't remember that. I don't remember Uba a Chucker. Song. Oh, that's right. Yes, the Uba. That's right. Why was that a thing?
It was something in the storyline that she was like imagining she was pregnant, and that was like the vision she was having. But then it became like very popular, and it was Taco Bell dog status.
Yeah, Calista Flockhart, who was
Mrs.
Ford, right?
Mrs. Ford for a bit, I believe. Are they still married? I don't think so.
No idea. Yeah, I just remember how prevalent the joke of just how much of a skinny bitch she was.
Yeah.
There'd be, like,
I believe there's a Family Guy. Oh, no. I was going to say it was her falling through a crack, but I think that was Kate Moss.
I believe Calista Flockhart was on SNL. They did a sketch, and it was just a skeleton. They just.
That's so mean, dude.
Probably like the one right after the Janet Reno one. So, yeah, they had a good run there in the 90s. It's like, and here's Calista Flockhart, and it's just a skeleton with a talking jaw. It's like, this is good shit right here, man. What is considered the first reality TV show?
The Real World.
Correct. In the show, several young adults temporarily move in together in a new city while being filmed around the clock.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Where people stop being polite and start getting real.
Yes.
That was a big source of contention in my household. We was not allowed to watch The Real World. It was too adult.
Really?
And now looking back at it, those people were probably like, twice as old as I was at the point when they came out. So
yeah.
Interesting to think of that. Oh,
that was the last question.
Terrific. All right.
How'd you do?
And 12, 17.
Out of what?
30.
Hey, that's not bad.
Not terrible. Should have been a lot better.
Yep. You should have known the dancing baby trivia.
You know what? And at this point, I'll never forget it. So the next time I go out to pub trivia with the lads, and that's on the questionnaire.
When everyone's having their freaking IPAs.
And they're having their pints. And then when we win our gift card to Blimpies after we win trivia for the 40th week in a row.
Good subs there, huh?
Never had it.
Bye.